Welcome once again to Community Focus, our public affairs program on 97.5 Glory FM. I'm Mike Warford with you. Today is the final day of our Community Focus programs, talking about the upcoming runoff election next Tuesday on June 16th. And join me this morning on the phone is one of the candidates running to become the new Hall County Commission Chair, Commissioner for District Number 3. And join me this morning is Shannon Davidson. Join me by phone this morning. Good morning, sir.
Hey, how are you? Good morning.
I'm blessed, sir. Glad to have you with us this morning here on 97.5 Glory FM. Let's talk about the campaign since you were in the runoff back up from last month. Congratulations on making the runoff with Tyra Crawford. Tell me what you've learned so far.
It's been crazy. We've been so busy, you know, trying to reach out to people, encouraging people to get back out and vote in this runoff. It's very, very important. I believe the numbers are looking pretty solid out there, so we're just going to keep driving this car fast and all the way to the finish line and hope we have a victory on Tuesday night.
So tell me about how important the runoff is when it comes to getting a turnout there, because we've had, it sounds like, a lot of people coming out and voting during this week.
Yeah, it seems like the numbers are good, I think, with the gubernatorial runoff on there, too. It's getting people out. I mean, making people just, you know, understand that there is a runoff and who's involved in that runoff. I've run into people I've talked to. They said, well, I voted a couple weeks ago. I said, but there's a runoff. Oh, there is? So it's just getting people educated and understanding how important it is to get back out and cast that vote again. So you can pick the right person for District 3 for Hall County.
And Shannon Davidson is our guest this morning here on Community Focus on 97.5 Glory FM. So I'm going to have either Commission Chairman David Gibbs join me after my interview with you this morning, or we're going to run the comments from last night's commission meeting. Were you able to hear anything about last night's meeting and give me your opinions about the purchase of the Grubbs Market property for a parking deck for a new courthouse?
Yeah, absolutely. I did. I caught most of the meeting. That about the Grubbs Market, we had the Chamber of Commerce, debate recently, was the first Monday before the runoff. And I brought that to attention, I felt like, because the fact that property was purchased, it was not done, in a public setting whatsoever. There was no IGA. There's just the transparency in this is ridiculous. We've got to make some serious changes. It's the cart before the horse, like I've said many times before. It's doing this in reverse. This is not what the people of Hall County and these citizens deserve. End of subject. And does it need to go downtown? I'll be honest with you. I've said this too. I don't know where it needs to go. Nobody can show me where the cheapest place is for it to go, and that's where it needs to go. End of subject. I mean, if that means it's out Browns Bridge Road, great. That means it's in town, great. Show me a study. Show me where, because I don't want taxpayers to get stuck with unnecessary spending on something that we're doing a very poor job of getting it lined up properly before this PLOS money is released and get this thing going.
Does this remind you anything at all of the Planning Commission when you were one of the Planning Commission commissioners back before the thing took place last September with those open meetings that we were talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I see a lot of the stuff like that. I think it's a bureaucratic situation where they've been there a long time. They're going to be there a long time. They do have what they call three votes, but these three votes sometimes seem to not be done in the public setting, which is unacceptable. And yes, there needs to be some administrative changes. But you can't make any of those changes, and I tell people on a weekly basis, we have to have three votes if you want to see things change in this county. And you want transparency? We're going to have to make some changes on this board. We need to talk about those hard things, term limits. I think it's something we need to look at. It's a situation where they've been there so long, gotten so comfortable, that they just kind of run amok and do what they want to do. And that's not how it's supposed to be ran. And I think we need to step back, look at this thing, and encourage people to understand when they've got issues with this county, this is why we get back out and we vote. You won't change. And then also, I can tell you, you have term limits about every 4 years. Understand what your local government's about. encourage your neighbors to get involved, even on a small level, and learn and understand what's going on. And then we can all get together and communicate, work hard together, and we can make this county even better. And it is a great county, and we need to keep it this way and move forward in a lot better, positive manner for the citizens of Hall County.
For the past couple of weeks now, we have been running commercials from Hall County government about encouraging the voters and the citizens to go out and to look at the survey and fill out the survey on their ideas about the comprehensive land plan and also with the UDC development code there. Give me your opinions about what you'd like to see with that.
No, I mean, I like the fact that people are involved and looking into it. I think there's some red tape that needs to be cut out of that UDC. The UDC is important. The comprehensive plan is important. But I do like to remind people that the UDC is a guide, and that's it. It's not the Bible. That's why there's a board. That's why when I talk about it's time to make a change on the board, it's important. Also, there's a communication issue on the board. And with developers and with the citizens, it needs to be fixed. You have to be able to communicate on every form of fashion. And these things need to be done. This moratorium is important. Now it's time to get these changes done to the UDC and let's move forward. Let's get back to doing, you know, the proper things for the citizens of Hall County. And when we're going to have development, let's have proper, good development and let's talk about it. Let's just not put stuff wherever we think it should go just for fun, because this county's big enough right now to where we can pick and choose where we want things to go for the proper way to make this county better.
I have said it publicly here, and I've talked to other commissioners about it. To me, this, the term UDC, to me, this is a code word for Atlanta and high-density development. What do you think?
Yeah, well, that's the truth. I mean, that's definitely a good way to look at it. That's not something I'm interested in, especially in District 3. I can promise you, high density does nothing but put a burden on our roads, a burden on our schools, and it costs us money. We need industry. We need jobs for young people. We need high paying jobs. That's what we need. That's how the county makes money this way. It's the proper thing to do. These kids need to be able to afford starter homes. They can't find jobs. So what happens? They start looking for jobs outside of Hall County, and they don't get the same opportunities that I had as a young person starting in business and creating a business and moving up in the world of business. And we've got to do that. This is part of the problem, and this, I feel like, can be the solution. We don't want to run all of our old people off. We don't want to get rid of all of our farms, but we want to be smart in how we decide to do this building for the future. And we need to build it for these kids so they can have their families here. They can have that home in that yard because they do care about what the quality of life looks to them.
Our guest this morning on Community Focus is Shannon Davidson, who is running against Tyra Crawford for the Hall County Commission District 3 position. And the runoff takes place on Tuesday. Today is the final day of early voting for this position. When you're in your district, especially, there's a lot of rural areas. You just mentioned it. Where is the balance when it comes to growing industry? And there's a lot of rural property, a lot of large plats of land that people just can't afford anymore. It seems like you get developers want to come in and put these high density developments.
Yeah. That's true. That is definitely a thing that people are looking at. And then you don't want to tell somebody they can't necessarily sell a farm, but again, that's why we have a board and we need to look at things that fit. And like I said before, the high density is costing us money. It's about what, 15 cents a square foot. We've got to kind of push back on some of that. That's not the type of housing that I'm looking at for the future. These big companies, they come in here, they build not very good homes. They leave, and they leave us with it. They don't utilize as much our local plumbers, electricians, supply houses, whatever you want to call it. They do not do that. They have people in from all over. I think we should have a way for at least our local people to have opportunities to bid on these jobs. So they need to get a little bit more skin in the game on a lot of stuff. and have some more conversations, you know, even with infrastructure. You know, they need to have a little more skin in the game on the part of the roads or roundabouts or whatever it may be, in this high density style building that they want to do. It's a lot easier for when they can just, you know, have at it, do whatever they want to do. And that's just not going to work. And the high density in District 3 is definitely something that I'm 100% against. We will have development and growth to some degree, but we want good quality subdivisions, built by our local people. And yards big enough that somebody can enjoy it, not a house sitting on top of a house.
Now, this is the point there. In your mind, what is smart development in District 3, for example? Because we've seen high-density development is usually putting homes on a quarter-acre lot. What's really the minimum size lot you'd like to see for a home, which would still have development but wouldn't have as many homes in a development?
Yeah, I think some of these high densities, they want to put about 3 or 4 homes on a half acre. I mean, about a quarter acre lot would be about the smallest I'd want to go. Honestly, I think you've got room to start this home, and maybe enough room to build on later after the kids have gotten through maybe high school and then they go to college and then you're able to build on that extra garage. We're going a little bit backwards on how we used to do things in the 50s. You know, you can make some long-term, investments in your future at this home. If there is a little more land to it, we're not talking about 2 or 3 acre tracts here. We're talking about enough where a family can build onto a home and grow their family here and not have to worry about reaching their arm out the door and touching the next house. I don't believe that's how it should be in our area.
Wouldn't you love to see maybe the size lot be the minimum what it requires for a septic tank, say what, 3/4 of an acre or more at the minimum size?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I agree with you 100% on that.
Yeah, I guess this morning on Community Focus, Shannon Davidson, who's running for Hall County Commission District 3. You may have seen that it seems like District 3 has different areas of interest when it comes to development. What do you want to see going up Georgia Highway 365 when it comes to more commercial growth?
Well, I'd like to see, you know, some multi-generational aspects of growth in industry and for jobs, like we'll just use Kubota, for example. Those are the kind of things I'm looking for to come in here, like King's Line. Look what they've done. What if we had a chip manufacturing? And I always go back to these, and people have heard me say them. I just use them as examples. I'm not sure it's not going to be a warehouse where we're making widgets. But that's what we're looking to do, and that's what we need to be doing up 365. And there's not that much wrong with warehouses, but I just don't see a ton of money for us being made or people having the opportunity for jobs. So it's multi-generational companies I'd like to see come in here, so people can have really good careers and have great opportunities in Hall County.
When you talk about that topic of industry, give me your opinions about data centers.
It's such a big thing now. Everybody talking about it. I even noticed it was on the news earlier this morning. They're discussing data centers. I know we're going to have them. I'm not a big fan of them and the natural resource issues that they do with water and power in areas. And they do create some jobs, but majority of the jobs are not on site, so that doesn't help so much. I don't believe that my District 3 or Hall County, personally, is a place for a data center. I don't see it. I don't want to see it up 365 in District 3 in any form or fashion. There's plenty of other places, and I don't think we need one here.
Tell me about your opinions about the state of the roads in District 3.
Well, I mean, just like anything else, we need some work on the roads. There's no doubt about it. I mean, that is definitely something that needs to be dived into and talked about it. It's one of those things where, you know, that money dispersing per year for those roads is kind of preset to a degree. And we've got to decide, when and how to do better.
So tell me about if you were to be elected on Tuesday, mentioned about 3 votes, and you see how important it is in the District 1 race right now and seeing what might take place there. Is that, how do you work with the other commissioners to get the job done?
I mean, you've got to be open to 100% communication. And they also have to be able to communicate with you. I think it needs to be done. That's why there is a full board, for the full board to communicate at all times. And yes, they do have executive sessions and all the things, and I'm sure that they communicate on a regular basis. But I think there needs to be more diving in to projects together and working on them together, whether it's your district or their district or whoever's district's involved. You know, and there doesn't need to be doors slammed in each other's faces. We got to work together and be adults and try to find the best solutions for the county.
I think you'll probably find, you've heard from people that's in the district so far, if you were to be elected, there will be people calling you at any time and saying, okay, I've got this kind of problem. How can you help? What kind of person are you when it comes to solving problems?
That's generally what I do for my business now, is solve problems on a day-to-day basis. So I feel like that is something I can do. I've had many calls from being on the planning board. Can you help me with this? Or do you know the answer to that? And if I don't know the answer, I say, let me get right back with you and I'll call and find the answer. So for me, I think the first thing you have to be able to do is answer the phone. You know, you've got to be able to get to take that call, and I will take that call. If I don't answer you the first time, I will call you back. And then we will find a solution to the problem. Now, we may not both like it. You may not like what the solution has to end up being, but we will definitely talk about it and fix the problem. And that's the key. That's where the transparency comes in between the district commissioner and District 3 and or the county. You need to be open to do that. I've talked to people before, and they said, well, we didn't know who our district commissioner was. And can you call them? I said, you better call them. If you need something or you want to ask something, you call them. They've been elected for you to be there and to serve you. And that's the part of the job that I feel like I can do the best, is help fix the problems and communicate with the public.
You may have heard last night's meeting also is that one thing that had not been done that is now scheduled is having public hearings, getting the public input about the location, the possible case of a new courthouse, and see what people want.
Right.
And tell you, are you, because it started out that some of the commissioners did not want the public input. They just want to go ahead and do what they want to do, and it's okay. Then the public can find out afterwards.
Well, there's you go back to transparency again. You've got some that don't want to be transparent, and you've got some that want to be transparent. And it needs to be transparent regardless. It's the taxpayers' money here. It's not theirs just to decide. Obviously, they do represent their districts, but they need to be transparent with all of Hall County and their constituents so they can exactly see what they're doing. And nothing should be done behind closed doors.
Well, that's one of the questions about what should take place in executive session and what should go before a voting session.
That's a good question. Unfortunately for me, I have never been able to be involved in an executive session, so I would say they have to, you know, just cover administrative stuff. Yes, they talk about the projects, but when it comes down to making any type of decision that a citizen should know about or be somewhat involved in, it needs to be done in the public.
So as we wrap things up here in the last, we've got about 5 minutes left. We're talking with Shannon Davidson this morning on 97.5 Glory FM. What are some of the issues that you're hearing from the people in District 3?
They worry about high density. They're worried about data centers. They're worried about infrastructure. They want higher paying jobs. I mean, these are all the things that I've been talking about are things that I've heard, from citizens and things that they're looking for. A lot of times it is traffic, you know, that's one of the first things. And then they'll dive into, you know, what are we going to do about data center? Are they going to come up to three? What are we going to do about super high density up here? Can we try to keep this as rural as possible? What can you do? What can we do? So yes, those are the concerns that I hear on a weekly basis. And they've not changed. And they've been this way since I started running this campaign close to a year ago. And so, you know, after about a year, you need to make sure that you're paying attention, because this is what people are concerned about. This is what people want to get, solutions for. And if I have the opportunity to win on Tuesday, that's what I'm going to do, is dive into this thing, hopefully after November, and get started for working for the people.
Tell me this, when it comes to me development, whether it be commercial development or residential development in District 3, especially what's going up the 365 corridor, is sewer. Do you know how far north sewer goes up 365?
Unfortunately, I don't.
That would determine a lot, you know, the purpose of the sewer. Give me your idea. In your mind, what's really the main purpose of having sewer run up 365?
I mean, if they were going to use it for industry, that'd be it. The first time you run sewer, you might as well get ready because high density is right behind it. It's coming as fast as it can, or it's going to try its best to get there.
That's the biggest problem in District 1, isn't it?
Let's say it again, I'm sorry.
That's the biggest problem in District 1 right now, isn't it?
100%. That's exactly what it is. So you can bet your bottom dollar if sewer runs anymore up through that way, they're coming as fast as they can.
And I'm sure you've probably heard that people in District, they don't want it to be what's happening in South Hall County right now.
Oh, no. No, 100%. They worry about that just about as much as they do anything else. They want to keep that area in District 3 as rural as possible. And knowing that there will be some growth, but just like we said before, good quality growth. And I don't see that being quality growth.
Are you hearing the same thing at all throughout District 3? Because it's such a wide area of Hall County. People don't understand a lot of times the geography. We're talking about from the Jackson County line at Talmo all the way up to Murrayville at the Lumpkin County line. And there, I'm sure, different ideas about what should go on in District 3.
Yeah, you know, a lot of, you know, in the northern side of the county, you know, they're obviously concerned about high density. Then you go up 365, and I've had people be concerned about a massive overbuilding of warehouses and the traffic areas for people coming in and out with larger trucks and stuff like that. And then, you know, I live in Gillsville. So, you know, utilizing Highway 52 over to 85 has been a concern of people's, not 100% knowing exactly where the inland port traffic is going to be pushed. I've had people, you know, say, I hope it doesn't happen here like this. So, yes, in such a wide area to cover in District 3, and you're 100% correct that on each end of this county, you do hear a few different things of what they're concerned about.
Are you going to see a lot more truck traffic in that area, aren't you?
I can't imagine you not.
And the thing about, yeah, how is that going to affect really everything for the quality of life? I think even to trying to be safe on the roads there in District 3.
Not great. I mean, I can tell you there's quite a few of these roads over here that we do have semi-trucks on a day-to-day basis, the chicken trucks and different things like that through the day. They tend to die down toward the evenings. But I would say if you doubled or tripled that traffic with a port that doesn't shut down 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, that could be a tremendous amount of burden on the roads, possible traffic issues, accidents without the proper infrastructure in place to service that. Again, another one of those situations where it's kind of a little bit cart before the horse on that definitely needs to be worked on because, again, it's coming. It's here. Just don't know quite where it's going to be.
Final question for you. Give me a yes or no on this one. Are you in favor of the Planning Commission reforming?
You know what? Be honest with you. I would be fine if it didn't, and I'm fine if it does. I think they've done a fine job without it. I think they can turn right around and add an extra day in there and handle those issues that the planning board is doing. Sometimes I wonder if it's just another avenue for corruption, and is it needed? So, you know, with my experiences at this point now, again, I think if they decided to not have one, I would be in favor of it. And if they decide they want to do it and they have the proper votes and they want to keep moving forward with it, then that's what we have to do.
Well, I'll tell you, from my standpoint, is that I think Katie Ahmed and the department has done an outstanding job since the Planning Commission has been suspended.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. That means you open your eyes and you go, is it necessary? I don't know that it's necessary.
Absolutely. All right. I appreciate your time this morning. I really do. So last minute,
yeah, thank you.
Last minute of the program, how about talking to our listeners and tell them why they should be voting for Shannon Davidson?
Well, guys, I've been here for 51 years of my life. I have a small business that I've had for 26 years, Dental South. I've created jobs in District 3. I've only lived in District 3. I have had the pleasure of serving on the planning board for a short period of time, but it was an experience that helped me decide that I wanted to run for District 3 so I could be more effective for the people of Hall County and give back and serve the public. This is a pivotal time. I think these decisions on these last votes are going to dictate Hall County for the next 30 to 50 years. And I think we just need good, solid, honest people in these spots that can communicate and talk to the public and be there for them when they need the help and just get this county moving forward and not look back.
Again, thank you once again. Coming up next here on 97.5 Glory FM, we're going to change here. Let me talk in live at our studio to Hall County Commission Chairman David Gibbs about last night's meeting. Shannon Davidson, our guest this morning on Community Focus. We got much more for you here on 97.5 Glory FM.